Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining us today. We have the Membership and Expansion Committee back for their third podcast where we're going to be talking about reinstatement. With me today are the members of our Membership and Expansion Committee, and I'm going to go around and have them introduce themselves, and we'll start with Gita.
Yes, I'm Gitta Franke-Zöllmer from Germany, and I'm the European representative in the Membership and Expansion Committee. And I'm also the at the moment the state president of Germany. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Gita. Next, we'll go to Daphne.
Hi, I'm Daphne Cagle. I'm from California. I'm one of the Southwest reps on the committee, and in my state of California, I'm the expansion chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Daphne. And then we'll go to Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Walton from South Carolina. I am the Southeast representative for the committee, and it's so enjoyable to be here today.
Thank you, Karen. We're glad you're here as well. Then we'll have Becky.
Hi, I'm Becky John, and I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm the Northeast rep to the committee. And as the others are, I'm delighted to be on the committee and delighted to spend some time with you today on the topic of reinstatement.
Super. So glad you're here, Becky. And last, we have Patty.
And I'm Patty Belknap. I'm the other Southwest rep. I am from Texas. I'm a past Texas president and currently the leadership development of state personnel chairman.
Super. We're so glad to have you all here to talk about reinstatement. Patty, would you like to start us off?
The one thing that international does that I think is so important is that when a member drops, if the international organization has their email address, they are sent a dropped member survey. Since 2012, they have been doing this and gathering the results. In looking at that survey, it was noted that over 58% of our members who dropped their membership said that they would consider coming back to Delta Kappa Gamma. This brings up so many things that we need to be conscious of, that the members that have dropped from our chapters, life may have gotten in the way for them. They could have been taking care of a elderly parent. They could have had to take care of a grandchild. And now their life has straightened out a bit. Maybe they'd gotten a new job and they just couldn't handle being in DKG. But it's our responsibility to keep in touch with those members and to welcome those members back. Today, we hope to give you some ideas of how to do that.
Place to start for finding members that might be ready to be reinstated could be right in your chapter records. Your treasurer has a record of everyone who has ever been in your chapter. So creating a list from that of those no longer in the chapter and then connecting with them somehow to see if life has changed. If they're ready to come back, and that they would be welcome to come back. The chapter president also has access through the Chapter Connect section on the international website to the same information the treasurer has for those members who were once in the chapter. Someone currently in the chapter who has a friend who has left the chapter is another way to get their name and easily connect. And then going through your induction register, take a walk through the past and look at names of individuals who once were very active, who for the life happens reason may not be, and might be time to connect with them. And at the state level, the state president, state treasurer, and the state membership chair also have access to all members in the state through their State Connect on the DKG website. So you can also connect with one of your state officers to check on a member who may have once been active in a chapter, any chapter in the state. So there's lots of information locally, as well as in the state, as well as at the international website, to give you access to those individuals who may be great candidates for contacting for reinstatement.
Fun way to try to connect with those members that Becky has just mentioned, all the different ways that you can find them, is to do something called Annie Calling. Annie Calling is literally a script that you and the members of your chapter can follow. What we did in my chapter is we took the list of the members that had been dropped. Now, we had been sending them chapter newsletters, so they kind of had an idea of what was going on in the chapter. But we divided up that list, and we took turns calling the members that had dropped from our chapter. Daphne and I are very quickly going to do a little role play with you to help you understand how that would work. I'm going to play the part of the chapter member that is calling Daphne to convince her to try to come back. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Daphne, it's Patty Belknap. I've missed you so much. How are you?
Oh, I've just been so busy. You know, I have a different job, and I am so busy with my job. I just haven't even had time to connect with anybody. I am just so swamped at work. My principal is, you know, got all these things I got to do. And I just feel like I've been so out of the loop.
Well, I hope you've been getting our chapter newsletters to help you keep in the loop a little bit. And congratulations on your new job. Is there anything that our chapter can do to help you?
Well, you know, I do appreciate the newsletter that I've got, and I like to know what the chapter's doing. It just is that I just haven't had time to pay my dues because I've been just so busy.
Okay, and I understand that. Did you want to pay your dues? I mean, I could come by the house and pick them up if you'd like me to, or just come and visit our chapter anytime you possibly can. You know, Daphne, we are now offering Zoom meetings besides our regular in-person meeting. Hopefully, that would allow for you to attend every so often, even if it's on Zoom. Could you consider that?
Well, yes, I'm very proficient with Zoom. So I think that might be a way, because getting in the car, you know, there's so much traffic around here. And I think I have missed you. It is good to connect. I'm so happy you're calling me. So when is the meeting coming up? Is there a meeting soon?
Well, it'll be in 3 weeks on Saturday. At 10 o'clock in the morning, and we will send you the Zoom link so that you can jump back on with us, because we have so missed you.
I can do that. And maybe if things clear up, I can even go to some in-person meetings. So thank you for calling very much. I really appreciate it. And I do look forward to seeing you.
We're so happy you're coming back to us. Thanks, Stephanie. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So within the Annie Calling, which is found under resources, under the membership tab of resources, under reinstatement of former members, you will find a sample script, a sample set of questions, and even a sample set of answers to give, depending on the answer the person you are calling. It is a great way to touch base, find out how the person's doing, and, you know, not all of them are going to decide that they want to join again. But you know what? You've made an impression. You have contacted that member. They realize they are not forgotten. And maybe in 6 or 8 months, if you call them back again, they're going to start to say, wow, my chapter really does miss me. Maybe I can find a little time to come back. So consider that. Another great way to also get your members back is have what we call homecoming. You know, in Texas, we have those great big mums that the poor girls have got to wear halters around in order to hold it up on their chests. But homecoming's a big deal in the South. And we have our football games and our football food. So you do the same thing. You invite your former members to come back, not for a chapter meeting, but a get together. We miss you. We'd love to see you. Serve nachos and hot dogs and popcorn and peanuts and just visit with each other. Many of your members are going to realize, wow, I really miss those people. I would like to come back. So that's another way that you can think about getting your members back and reinstating them.
Another method is chapter anniversaries. Like if your chapter is having a special occasion, like a 65th birthday or something, is to invite the people to that. Or if you're having any other event, invite them back to see the chapter, to visit with them as part of the anniversary program and such. And that might be a way to get them back connected to the chapter.
I also think that it's very important to just keep individuals who may be considering coming back in the communication loop of the chapter. Patty mentioned send them the newsletter so that they know what's going on. I know currently in my chapter as chapter president, for anyone who cannot attend a meeting, following each meeting, I send them a personal note. You know, we missed you. You know, sorry you had to do this. Here are some highlights from our meeting. And our next meeting is such and such, and we look forward to seeing you. And I think sending that same letter or a similar type letter to those who are considering reinstatement will help them think, gee, I do know what's going on. I'm not so much out of the loop. You know, I might feel more comfortable coming back when I can. So I just think communication is a key to those individuals who we are trying to get back into the fold.
Great idea, Becky.
Yes. So we have seen that the most important thing is to keep in touch with those members who have dropped. And I know that all of our members still know somebody who has dropped so personally. And if you use this member to talk to that member who has dropped, I think that's another good idea to keep in touch, not only doing it by the chapter president or the chapter treasurer or whatever, but this personal meeting was that you may meet your former member when you are shopping somewhere else or so, and just let her know that what's going on besides the letters or the mails you send them. And you know that every personal contact is much more interesting and important than only doing it by mail or by newsletters. And sometimes it's not only that members who have dropped are interested in the chapter meetings, Perhaps they are more interested what's going on international or what's on the Europe, as for example, here on the European level. And then you can give her links to what's going on the website with Delta Kappa Gamma International offers so many opportunities for professional growth and training, so that they can just use these links to keep in touch with DKG on every level, not only on the chapter level. And perhaps that brings her back to the chapter and becoming a member again.
I love the point you brought up about the personal connection, because I think one of the hallmarks of DKG that distinguishes it from other professional organizations is that personal support and that personal network system that we have that really envelops our members.
That's some really wonderful, wonderful points. Now, I have a question that came up to my mind. What if, let's say, Gita, we're talking to these people, but they dropped, 20 years ago, but they're thinking maybe they want to come back. You know, is that too late? Is there a time limit on their reinstatement? When can a member reinstate?
I think there is no time limit. So anytime a member feels ready to come back, it's possible. She just has to contact somebody. It's not necessary to contact a special person on the chapter level. Maybe perhaps she knows the state president or the executive secretary or whoever or another member, and just let those people know that she wants to come back to reinstate, and then these people will do everything that is necessary to bring her back to DKG. So it's very easy to becoming reinstated. So no problem, and don't worry that it is a lot of work you have to do.
And one more thing, if you find out when you're doing your calling that the person has moved out of state or done something else, international, or the state president is happy to connect with the new state and help them find a chapter. If the reason that they've dropped is because they moved to who knows what state, we can find them a chapter in that state.
Yeah. I can just give you an example for that. I just got an email from a Finnish colleague, and she let me know that one of her members moved to Germany and asked me to contact her. So that's what I did today, and I will see that she will become a member in DKG Germany.
Fantastic. So what is the process if someone does want to reinstate? What process would they need to go through to make that happen? Someone want to talk about that briefly?
I would say all they need to do, like Gita just said, is contact somebody. Maybe the person that brought you into the organization, the chapter president, the chapter treasurer, and pay your dues. There's no voting. There's no anything. There's usually a celebration because the chapter is so happy to have you back.
And there's no reinduction ceremony, correct?
No.
What is important when a person comes back is just to find out, we just talked at the beginning about the reasons why she dropped. So perhaps we can keep that in mind and see that these reasons will not be there again. So to find out what we can do to keep her in the chapter in DKG, perhaps we can change a little bit things in organizational, in the meeting times, or whatever it is. It depends on the reasons why the member dropped. And sometimes it's just to give her a little task she can do so that she feels comfortable in the chapter. I think that's one of the most things. And that it, on the whole, it is necessary for all those, not only for those who are members, but for those who come back, especially to create an environment and an atmosphere with positive incentives. So if that is possible, we should think about that.
And I think, Ida, for those members who left because of the life happen reasons, things we as DKG have no control over, family obligations or health. One of the things we do have control over is letting that person know of the support she can continue to get if she remains a member. Yeah. And that there is no attendance policy for DKG, none whatsoever. So we understand you cannot physically make all the meetings, but we are here behind you. You know, and we can be here to help you through some of these things. I know there's chapter members who would stop over to help a member who needs some help because someone in their family needs extra care. So I think letting our individuals know we are there to support you no matter what's going on in the life happens category.
And to welcome them back and know that they were missed and were happy that they have decided to come back to our organization.
These have all been great, great topics and great information, I think, for everyone. And I'm hoping that we can see a real increase in our reinstatements coming up for the future. And of course, if you have any questions, you know, you can contact your International Membership and Expansion Committee. You can go on the chat, which I would love to see you come on the chat and ask a question, or you can contact us at International by email or by phone, whatever works for you. We're all here to help answer any questions that you might have. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, everyone.